And moving on with the news, the chairman of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin, has met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai to hammer out a security deal between the two countries. Levin told the Afghan leader that the U.S. would not provide any further military support until a deal is signed. The two sides also discussed the security agreement between Kabul and Washington. The issue over the agreement is related to America's drone attacks across Afghanistan, with many innocent civilians being wrongly targeted by U.S. Air Force drones. Karzai and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier this month said that the two sides have agreed on the terms of a bilateral security agreement. Meanwhile, reports say the average cost of U.S. troops in Afghanistan will double next year. Based on a new analysis of the Pentagon's budget, the figure would soar to $2.1 million for every U.S. trooper in 2014. This as the cost remains steady at $1.3 million over the past 5 years. Defense officials say the rise is due to the costly deployment of troops and equipment, as well as bringing them back home. Ahmad Shah Ahmad Zai is the former Afghan prime minister who's with us now live from Kabul. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Ahmad Zai, thank you very much for being with us on the Top 5. Now, we'll start with Carl Levin telling the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, that the U.S. will not provide any further military support to Afghanistan until a deal is signed. First of all, how are you interpreting this? Does this mean that the Afghan president is going to give in and is going to sign the agreement?
Well, from the beginning of the NATO occupation in Afghanistan, we are demanding that this occupation must end, and all the foreign troops, including American troops, they must leave as soon as possible. And this is very good that if the Afghan government does not sign, and they will take all their military personnel out of Afghanistan. This is what we want. And to sign the deal, this is against the interest of Afghanistan completely, and it is the matter of freedom and sovereignty of the Afghan nation. Now we do not feel sovereign, and we do not feel free, and the American forces should leave. And what is happening after that? That is totally up to the Afghans themselves. No problem with the other international interference. We don't want any international interference. And the NATO forces must leave the Afghans, that they should talk among each other. And I am sure that we will come to the agreement. There will be no problem. And this is the problem caused by those who are going to sign the agreement. And this will be one side beneficiary, not for the Afghan.
But what do you think is the majority opinion in Afghanistan? I mean, you're saying that you're against the security agreement, but apparently the Afghan President Hamid Karzai, according to reports, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have agreed on the basic terms of this agreement. Karzai is putting some conditions. If those conditions are met by the U.S., would you still say that the security agreement should not be signed?
No, you know, this nation is Muslim. 99% Muslim are living in this country. And then the Islamic belief does not allow us to sign a deal with foreign forces, and especially with a country that there is no equilibrium between these two countries force-wise. Afghanistan is a poor country compared to the Americans. To sign such agreement between the strong and weak, this is completely against the logic of human being. And the nation, the majority of the people do not want to sign this agreement. And that's why Mr. Karzai is calling for Loya Jirga. He knows that the majority of the Afghans are against this agreement.
Mr. Ahmad Shah Ahmad Zai, former Afghan Prime Minister, with us there live from Kabul. Thank you very much, sir.